So we're going to talk about the Distinguished Eagle Scout Award. It's one of the most prestigious awards given by the Boy Scouts of America. And it's the highest rank attainable in the Boy Scouts of America. And we are joined by a recipient of that award, retired Army Officer Major General John Harrell. And he has been honored by the Boy Scouts of America with the Distinguished Eagle Scout Award. And then we're also joined by Andrew Sisolak. He's Director of Field Service. John, can you talk to us a little bit about the Eagle Scout Award and the Eagle Scout Program? And then there's the Distinguished Eagle Scout Award.
Well, the Eagle Scout Award is the top award that the Boy Scouts offers a youth when they're in the program. It's basically 21 merit badges. They've changed a little bit since I got mine in the 60s, but it's pretty much a developmental program that creates leadership, ethics, and morals in a young person and teaches them how to get responsibility and to be a leader. Not every scout that joins Scouts.
Right.
Makes Eagle. It's a very small percentage out of the millions and millions of people that have been Scouts. But for a young person that puts the effort into it, has the backing of their parents, obviously, because that is a big part of it, working and achieving that rank is a milestone in life. And it's probably the first major milestone in that young person's life on the road to success.
You, yourself, you still work with the Boy Scouts. You still help train the leaders in the Boy Scouts, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. After I retired from my military job and my civilian job, I reentered Boy Scouts, went through a program called Wood Badge, and eventually became a unit commissioner. Mm-hmm. And what a unit commissioner does, it's our responsibility to go out with the troops and the packs and the posts to ensure that they're meeting Boy Scout standards. Mm-hmm. And if they're having a problem meeting them, it is our job to get resources to that scoutmaster or cubmaster, which are both male and female, mm-hmm. to ensure that their program will be very successful.
Right. In addition to your career with the Scouts, you started in the Marine Corps and you ended up retiring from the Army, but also getting a Juris Doctorate and working with the state, the Attorney General's office, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your long career, the different things that you've done.
Unlike most, I had a problems in childhood, not, domestic violence, that sort of thing. So after I got my Eagle Award, after my dad died, I went to live with an uncle. And I kind of fell out of scouting at that point, but I fell into the Marine Corps. And when I went down to enlist, the draft was still on in 1971. I aced the Armed Forces Aptitude Battery Test, and they said, you're officer material, so go down to Wilshire, mid-Wilshire at the time, the induction center was there, and I passed another test, and next thing you know, I'm an officer candidate in the United States Marine Corps, and they said, son, go get yourself in junior college. Mm-hmm. So I got myself in college, went through the platoon leader classes program in 1975. I was commissioned as second lieutenant of Marines and went on active duty as an infantry officer up until 1980. What happened then is I got married to the love of my life. I went to college with her. She beat me in fencing, so obviously I had to marry her. When we got married in 79, at that time the Marine Corps was not conducive to really have a family life. So I, at that time, at her law office, Bob Meyer was the commanding general of 40th Infantry Division. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't you transfer to the Guard? So I transferred to the Guard. I entered Southwestern University School of Law. And 4 years later, I'm a deputy attorney general for the state of California. I'm a captain in the National Guard in the infantry. And 32 years later, I was the commanding general of the California Army National Guard up in Sacramento under Arnold Schwarzenegger, his last one.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then I retired right after Jerry Brown came in.
Right.
And between that, I was in the Los Angeles riots. We had the floods and the earthquake in 94. We had fires. We helped train the Ukrainian army in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the War College, or the Ohio State's Mershon Center for International Policy and Peacekeeping, became a Balkans expert. And then when this war started, I was called up to be the chief of staff of the 40th Infantry Division to mobilize over 10,000 California Army National Guard soldiers and airmen to deploy during the wars in various theaters. And in 2004, I went out with the last brigade as the chief of staff and deputy commander of the brigade to Kosovo, and then halfway through I was promoted to general and took command. Came back here, retired from the attorney general's office, went back on active duty for another 5 years, and then finally retired.
You're a natural born leader. When you said that your wife beat you at fencing, does that mean that you're good at it? Excellent at it?
I was good at it. Uh-huh. I was a Marine officer cadet at the time and at Cal State Northridge. She was a foil fencer. I'm a saber fencer. Mm-hmm. So I fenced her in foil and she beat me badly, she would like to say. And about 5 years later, at that time, she was a hippie. I was a Marine officer cadet. Mm-hmm. It was like oil and vinegar, but over the time, we got together. And my son's essay to get into UCLA was my mom the hippie and my dad the Marine.
Two different kind of lifestyles that came together.
Yes.
So, yeah. And here you are. And Andrew, are you part of this service?
Yeah. So we're privileged to have the opportunity to recognize John as a Distinguished Eagle, which is a tremendous accomplishment. So in addition to attaining the rank of Eagle Scout as a youth, we as a local Scout Council through the National Court of Honor of the Boy Scouts of America will be recognizing John as a Distinguished Eagle. And, you know, a couple other prior recipients that you might have heard of are President Gerald Ford, several different governors and senators, military flag officers, and Fortune 500 company CEOs. So the idea is that the individual who we're honoring and recognized has distinguished themselves in their profession for an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. And has some level of national recognition. So we're just so pleased and honored that we're able to recognize John for his life's work and life's accomplishments.
Right. He's done so much. How did you feel when you first found out?
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave me a heads up that they were applying for it, but I read the list beforehand when they mentioned it, and I didn't think I would make the grade for the list, because we're talking the President of the United States.
Right.
You know, And astronauts and things like that. So, and the captains of industry, which have slipped my mind, but they would be household names if we could remember them.
Mm-hmm. Right. And let's talk a little bit about Boy Scouts Western Los Angeles County. Tell us a little bit about the Boy Scouts. And I heard that girls can be in the Boy Scouts now.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So the Western Los Angeles County Council Boy Scouts is the organization that we're with. Mm-hmm. We serve about 65% of Los Angeles County, so the geographical footprint of LA County. There are other surrounding Scout councils. So there's basically scouting everywhere, both in the United States and also abroad for U.S. military installations across the globe. So to tell a little bit about our council, we serve about 11,000 families locally each year in a variety of programs. We've got Cub Scouting for 1st through 5th grade boys. We've got Boy Scouting for 6th through 12th grade boys. And then we do have some co-ed programs, which you mentioned just a moment ago. So for young men and women ages 14 to 21, we have Sea Scouting, which allows youth to learn about being on the water, being on the ocean, things involving nautical sailing and powerboats and that kind of stuff. We have a program called Venturing, which is all about high adventure activities and being in the outdoors, things like rock climbing and caving, whitewater rafting, ropes courses, and all sorts of other fun stuff. And then our last program that I want to highlight is something called Exploring, which is actually about career discovery and learning, you know, for young people to learn what they might want to do when they grow up and answer that important question. And hopefully we provide some hands-on learning opportunities for them before they go off to college and spend a lot of money and find out that maybe they're not as excited about something as they thought they were.
Right. They can sort of test it out there and explore.
Exactly. Hence the name, right? Exploring.
So, exactly.
So we have some pretty amazing programs with things like law enforcement, with fire and emergency services, aviation exploring, culinary. I mean, if you can think of it, we probably have a program or a post that's centered around it. So it's a great way to really try something out. I like to think of it as the Baskin-Robbins approach. Mm-hmm. So you can come in and get a taste of something and see if it's something you really can see yourself doing and being successful at. And if you don't, if you aren't successful, that's okay, because sometimes that's just as important as finding the right thing as finding out what you're not right for.
Right.
There's no shame in that.
Yeah. So like for me, it's math or whatever it is. Something's different for everyone. And John, are you working with the Western Los Angeles County Council?
I work in three councils. Uh-huh. One is West Los Angeles Council in the Balboa Oaks District, which is San Fernando Valley area. Mm-hmm. And I also work in South Pasadena with a troop there. And I work in Maui in their council as a commissioner at a committee member / commissioner at large with them, too.
In Maui, you said?
Yes, in Maui. Yeah. I live in Maui about a third to a half the year. Somebody has to do it. I'm a docent. My wife and I are docents at the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Whale Sanctuary. And so we work with the public, teach them about the humpback whales, the 20,000 that actually come there every year. So that's, as a result, we also volunteer to support the scouts there.
So you're spending part of your time in Maui and then back in California, roughing it.
Yeah, or Pierre del Fuego is where we were about 2 weeks ago.
But so you care about marine life, conservation then is part of your lifestyle?
Yeah, always have. And I got basically how I got turned on with the outdoors, especially the conservation part of it, was through Boy Scouting. Mm-hmm. In those days, it was a conservation merit badge, not an environmental or ecology merit badge. And my family was always hunters and fishers and campermen anyway. Mm-hmm. So I was always turned on by the outdoors. And, of course, being in the Marines and the Army, I was outdoors a whole lot.
Yeah. Anything else that you guys want to let us know about the Boy Scouts or about the award?
Well, let me add a little things about Boy Scouts, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of opportunity for people to volunteer service. Mm-hmm. One thing that we miss to say is while we have a lot of opportunities for young women, mm-hmm. age 14 and over, we have lots of opportunities for adult women as scout leaders, mm-hmm. merit badge counselors, committee members. Matter of fact, pretty much all the troops I support, the committees, the parents' committees, is run by women. Or we still have a woman district commissioner. Mm-hmm. We have a district executive that's a woman. So there's lots of opportunities for women. And especially we have merit badges like law, mm-hmm. and things like that, where we need merit badge counselors. So if somebody can volunteer their time and their professional expertise in an area that we have a merit badge on, we're always looking for people like that.
That is such a great point. So if you're a woman and you want to be involved, don't think you can't, because you can, because there are a lot of opportunities. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, on the Distinguished Eagle Scout Award. Thank you so much for joining us today, John and Andrew. I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you for having us.
Absolutely.